Hare Krishna. So from today we are starting this pastimes of Krishna. So I like to beg blessings of all the senior devotees so that we can discuss this wonderful pastimes for our purification and glorifying the Supreme Lord. Because now this, you know, just within few days, Balaram Jayanti is going to come. So we have chosen this topic of Pralambasur, his killing of Pralambasur. So generally we find all the pastimes of Krishna, the Leela, they are divided into two. One is Nitya Leela and another is Naimittik Leela. Nitya Leela means eternal pastimes, which happens from, it's like whole day and night. That is called as Ashtav Prahar. There are 8 prahars, 3 hours each. So like that, 4 are in daytime and 4 are in night time. And there are prescribed, you know, leelas are there. What Krishna does in the morning, what Krishna does in the afternoon, what Krishna does in the evening. So they are fixed. So they are called as Nitya Leela, which happens in spiritual world every day. And another is called as Naimittik Leela, occasional pastimes of Krishna. And these occasional pastimes are like Krishna is going to Mathura or Krishna is killing demons. Because, you know, in spiritual world there are no demons. Only sometimes rumors they come that Keshi demons have come, Agasur has come. But these pastimes which we are seeing, specifically killings of demons, that happens only in Bhauma Vrindavan, which comes under the Naimittik pastimes. Occasional. Generally, otherwise Krishna has his own, you know, Nitya Leela going on in the spiritual world. So that is a fortune of this Bhauma Vrindavan, that we are able to see this kind of wonderful pastimes of killing the demons. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that each of the demon represents some of the anarthas which are there in the heart of a sadhaka, which he want to remove. And then by Krishna's various activities, we understand how to remove that anarthas from our heart, which are also like demons in our heart. So this Pralambasura pastimes happen in summer season. And we know that Vrindavan is very hot now also. And it was hot that time also. So when the summer enters in Vrindavan, it's hot, blazing sun is there. But then because the presence of Balaramji and Krishna, that hot summer also looks like a spring. Very pleasing. Because there are so many waterfalls making such a, you know, huge sound, which even the insects like cricket is at night, you know, they make noise. So they make, you know, noise, but then although that is very sharp noise, there are so many waterfalls everywhere practically in Vrindavan, they cover that, you can hear the noise of waterfalls everywhere practically. And because there are so many lakes and so many rivers, you know, the lines of rivers, Yamuna, going around here, there. When the wind blows over these water bodies, it carries very fragrance from the lilies and lotuses, which is there in the pond. And with that great, very sweet aroma, wind blows, carrying the fragrance and carrying the moistened water droplets from the waterfalls, from the river banks. And when that wind is flowing and blowing everywhere in Vrindavan, it gives a very cool feeling for the pleasure of Krishna and cowherd boys. So Vrindavan is like a automatic AC. You don't require a artificial AC for that. The Krishna, when he is there in Vrindavan, all the material elements, of course nothing material in Vrindavan, they adjust themselves in such a way that they will give pleasure to Krishna. And then along with his cowherd boys, cows, Krishna and Balaram, they enter in Vrindavan for playing. So when they are going inside, they play varieties of, you know, games. Sometimes Krishna dance, and when Krishna is dancing, all cowherd boys, they come. They say, very nice, very nice. You dance more. And then Krishna also dances. Then sometimes other cowherd boys, they dance. Then Krishna praises them. Very nice, very nice. Sometimes they go here, there, and they pick some flowers, they pick some buds, they take some minerals from earth, and they put, they decorate themselves very nicely. And then they are jumping, frolicking, and sometimes they have fights also. These fights are not like ordinary fights in this world, competing with each other. But these fights are again giving pleasure to Krishna. Because Krishna likes to do that, and Krishna likes to see his devotees, you know, having nice fun. So as a fun, to please Krishna, they fight also. They will slap each other. They will, you know, Krishna and Balaram will pull hairs of each other and other cowherd boys, just as a playing. So this is the pastimes which they perform. And there are so many wonderful animals in Vrindavan. There are so many wonderful birds like cuckoos and cranes, and there are so many humming bees. So all this different, you know, living entities in Vrindavan create such a mood of pleasure for the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. And then it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that there are no pastimes or no plays which Krishna has not played. Generally, what a few plays we know here, cricket, you know, tennis, football, and few. But in spiritual world, every day they play different games. So sometimes they will take this, you know, bale fruit, they play with that, sometimes with amalaki fruit. Sometimes, you know, they will take these fruits and they throw in the, you know, sky. And then some other gopa will hit it in the sky. And when the gopa is, you know, successfully hits the, you know, thrown up very nice fruit, then everyone rejoices. Jai, jai, jai. Very nice, very nice. Sometimes some cowherd boy will come from behind and close the eye. You have seen in this world also. That is all reflections of spiritual world. They close the eyes, and then we have to, you know, guess who is this by the touch of that person's hand. And then everyone will be, you know, laughing. And then if he says right person, then they say very nice, very nice. Or he says wrong person, then they will laugh. So all these pastimes are happening in this Vrindavan. Sometimes at the noon, when Krishna is taking rest, all these boys, some boys will be jumping like frogs, some will be imitating different birds, imitating different, you know, animals, and they will play different tricks. Sometimes they will act as a king. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that sometimes when Krishna is resting at the noon time, when the gopis are going for getting their milk and yogurt and curd, so the boys will go there and collect tax and ask, you know, the price of the milk. So these pastimes goes around in Vrindavan practically every, you know, day. So these pastimes, we see that how the Lord of the universes is playing like a small child. And when he is playing like a child, even the demigods, they are so attracted, they also come down. And they also take the form of different cowherd boys, and they also assist, you know, playing with Krishna. So that is the mood of Vrindavan. In such very pleasurable, very nice atmosphere, when Krishna and Balaram along with their cowherd boys are playing, this very ferocious, cunning demon Pralamba, he enters. And these demons, because they have varieties of mystic powers, See, generally, this is the tactics any enemy uses, that he sees that how he should enter in the arena of other enemy. So this Pralamba found that one cowherd boy was missing that day. He had some other function at home. Like in case of Kaliya, pastime also, that day Balramji was at home and Krishna had gone alone. So sometimes some cowherd boys used to be absent. So this cowherd boy was absent. So Pralambasur could know by his mystic powers that this boy is absent. So he exactly took the form of that boy without, you know, being noticed and went inside the group of cowherd boys. So when he came, Krishna, who is all knowing, could understand this is not a ordinary, this is not my friend, this is a demon. But then still, to get a feel of Vrindavan, that pastimes, he did not unfold it. He said, okay, very nice. He said, come, you know, we have very nice, you know, play going on here. And then Krishna announced that let's play today, that we'll have two different teams. And we'll have, you know, different games. Because generally, two teams are there, then there is competition. So, then the Krishna became the head of one team and Balramji became head of another team. And there are always some coward boys who like Krishna more and some like Balramji more. So immediately there was a division. And this Pralambasur, because he knew that he has to harm both of them, Krishna and Balaram, he knew that he cannot harm them together because they are very powerful. This Pralambasur, you know, we understand from the scriptures that he was the son of one Gandharva named Huhu. We have heard this name Huhu. Some problematic Huhu, that he was creating some problem and then he was cursed. Similarly, this son of, you know, Huhu, so his name was Vijay. So he was cursed by the Kubera because one day he went and he stole some flowers from the gardens of Kubera, which was not very appropriate. So Kubera cursed him to become a demon. So he became a Pralamba, very ferocious demon. So when he came, you know, he was in disguise. No one could understand. But then when this fighting was going on, they were playing different games, carrying each other's on shoulders, and, you know, different games. And the result of the game was the losing party will carry the winning party on their shoulder and then go around in the forest. Bacha khelte hai na, the small boys. So then they go around. So this Pralambasur took the side of Krishna. He was in the Krishna's group. And then Balramji's, you know, group, they won the, you know, fight. So then Krishna carried Sridhama on his back. Bhadrasena, who was also at the side of Krishna, carried another, you know, Gopa, Rishabha, on his, you know, shoulders. And this, you know, demon, Pralamba, carried Balramji. Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Gonitai Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki. So Pralamba carried Balramji on his shoulder and then he started, you know, running. And this, you know, place now also is there in Vrindavan, that is called as Bhandiravan. So this Bhandiravan was, this name came Bhandiravan because there was a very huge banyan tree whose name was Bhandiraka. It was so huge that it was like a big mountain only. And it was, it's like, appears as a big mountain having long, long branches of that tree. And so many, you know, animals, they were taking shelter of that tree. So many birds. So this description comes in Harivamsa, that's why that name of that place was given as Bhandiravan, from that tree. So generally, cowherd boys used to play in that tree. And it was very, you know, down also and lot of branches. So the Gopa will jump on that tree and from there he will climb on the shoulder of other. So that's how they started that play from there. So when Balramji was sitting on the back of this coward boy who was Pralamba demon, and then Balramji had a good ride, you know, he was carrying nicely. Then he started running, and he started running, and he was not stopping only, he was going ahead. Balramji thought, what is this? You know, our game is not so far, you know, it's like, this is going too much ahead. So then Balramji started increasing his weight. He understood that something is wrong. So Balramji assumed the weight of a Mount Sumeru. So when he became very heavy, this Pralambasura wanted to push him off from his shoulder. Balramji increased twice the weight. That is another power of the Lord, that he can assume any form, any weight, because he is the creator of everything. It's not very difficult for him to perform these pastimes. So when he was so heavy, Pralambasura started feeling pressure. And because of that, he came in his original form. And then that form, Shamanandapadu Prabhu, in his one of the tika, he describes that form was like 8 miles long, huge, and he was like a black cloud. And then his he was wearing so many golden ornaments which were like shining. Bhagavatam describes that this was like a black cloud having lightnings. And then Balramji was like a moon on that black cloud which he was carrying on his shoulder. And then he started flying in the sky. Balramji was very much wondered, what happened to my career, you know? Like, just imagine you are going in cycle or something, and then cycles start becoming big. You, it's like huge. You feel that, you know, what is happening, you know? So Balramji also was sitting on his shoulder, thinking that this is Gopa, small Gopa, but that Gopa has become now 8 miles Gopa. And now he has changed his features also. And his eyes were like hot coal, and his hairs were like fire, and he had sharp teeth. So then Balramji understood that this is, you know, demon. So Bhagavatam described that Balramji became little disturbed, little afraid, that this is, you know, what is this going on? So the acharyas, they tell that Balramji was afraid not because, you know, he was a great demon. Balramji could kill him in 1 minute. But he was thinking, this demon has come, what about Krishna? You know, it's like Krishna is alone there. Maybe some other demon must have attacked Krishna at this time. Just to take me away from Krishna, this demon has come. So he was thinking about Krishna and his welfare. Another thing he was telling, that because this is a, although it's a demon, he came in the form of coward boy. And generally, they were very affectionate to coward boys because they were their friends. So he did not want to kill a coward boy. Like, this pastime comes of Vatsasura, that when Krishna killed that calf, although it is a demon, but then pastime goes that gopis were not ready to meet him. They said, no, you have done a sin of killing a bull. Not Vatsasura, that is Aristasura. So this, similarly here also, this coward boy, Balramji was thinking whether to kill or not. But then he understood that this is a demon, I should kill it. So immediately Balramji took his fist and then he, you know, smashed on the head of this Pralamba demon. And in one blow, that was sufficient for him. That he cracked his head, vomited blood and dropped dead on the spot. Balramji Maharaj ki! So, when he died, some of the acharyas, they say that his blow was so heavy that his whole head went in the belly. It's like, it went inside only. So, when Balramji, this whole gigantic, demon fall to the ground, vomiting blood, all the coward boys, they came, because it was such a big noise. When they came, they were, it's like, kind of rejoicing over the victory of Balramji. They said, very nice, very nice. You are very nice friend who can do such wonderful acts. And they were very happy to get Balaram's back as if he has come from dead, because it was like such a fierce demon. So when all the our acharyas, they give this commentary on this aspect of killing of Pralambasur, this Pralambasur demon represents a deep rooted enjoying mentality, specifically the gross and subtle sex. So which are like for ages, they are deeply rooted. And as Pralambasur comes in very secretly disguised form, similarly this demon of lust also comes very secretly. And that's how we find here that the gross is enjoying opposite sex. And this subtle sex also involves puja, labh and pratishtha, that worship, adoration and distinction, which we want from our activities. We feel that people should glorify, people should say that you are very nice. So that kind of desire, even after doing devotional service, that is subtle way of enjoyment. So these two things are represented by Pralamba. And specifically, the two demons are killed by Balaramji, that is this Pralambasur one, and second is Dhenukasur, who represents the gross ignorance about the Atma Tattva. That who am I? What is the Lord? So that ignorance is because of pride, he is not able to understand his own position. So these both demons are killed by the Lord Balaram. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these two demons, other demons are killed by Krishna. Krishna comes and kills. But these two demons are, which are like the anarthas in the heart of a sadhaka, they have to be wiped out by one's own personal endeavor. Mercy will come, Balaramji is there always to help. But these are the anarthas which we have to wipe it out by our own determined endeavors. We can see in current age, although these are anarthas, enjoying mentality, but then that enjoying mentality becomes like a life's goal in current scenario, in Kali Yuga. You see every billboard, TV show, advertisement, everywhere something has to be sold off. Even you have to sell some cement, you find there one Mataji carrying the cement. There is no connection of cement and Mataji, but then you will find, because the advertisers, those who do advertising, they know that if you have to sell cement, you have to how to sell cement, because now this, the whole population is governed by Pralambasur, is there in the heart. So that Pralambasur becomes immediately active by such provocations. So in such scenario, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, then what is the method by which we come out of it? Because the way the Balaramji became very heavy when he was carried by Pralambasur, similarly the Guru, the word itself means heavy. Guru means heavy. So the Guru's orders, they can crush down the demoniac mentality of enjoyment, which is represents Pralambasur, to pieces. That's why one of the devotee was writing to Prabhupada. He says, Prabhupada, Mr. Lust is troubling me. So please suggest some remedy. Do you know what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, he writes back, that letter is there still. Prabhupada says, where is Mr. Lust? You bring him, I'll kick with my boot and throw him off. And then he says, only one condition is there, that you just follow my instructions. If you follow my instructions, I will kick your Mr. Lust with my boots. So that is the significance of acharyas, that they can immediately take an action to kick off all these anarthas if we are submissively following their orders. So if we just stick to the orders of Prabhupada, what Prabhupada has given, reading his books, the Prabhupada has given us very wonderful morning program. So if you just follow morning program, do our sadhana, do our services nicely, then it's not our job then. It becomes a duty of a spiritual master, our parampara, to kick out that demon out of our heart. So that is the business of acharyas who come in our lives. Because this kind of demon in the form of enjoying mentality, when he comes, it creates a havoc practically in the life of anyone. And we can see examples day in and day out everywhere. Just 2 days back only, just day before yesterday, it's like one couple had come here to see the temple. I met some other devotee had told me to take care of them. So when they came here, he was one of the most famous doctor in North. He was one of the 5 cardiological that surgeon in India. Very top person who is like, and he has written many books personally for MBBS and this MS courses and things like that. And he said he has done much of scientific research in the this cardiology and things like that. And he said he has got many awards internationally. And he said his income is in crores. And he said, you go to North and you ask my name, people know me. Because he does a lot of charity and things like that. So he had come along with his family here. So, but then he was very disturbed. He said, he had only one son, who was 22 years old. And he was studying in Pune. Maybe some medical college only somewhere. So this 22 years, only one son committed suicide 4 months back. Do you know why he committed suicide? Some 4 months he had some affair with one Mataji, some girl, and when he proposed, that Mataji rejected. And this fellow committed suicide. Now can you imagine the situation of home, mother and father who had come to meet here? It's like for them there is no life now. Whatever they were doing, that was for their son, and that son only has gone. So that father was telling me that he said, you see, I'm sitting in front of you, I'm talking to you, but he said, I only know and only Lord knows what is happening in my heart. He said, I am completely devastated. So he said, somehow I am just going around. Actually he said, when that happened 4 months back, they said, myself and my wife, we were thinking of committing suicide ourselves. Because we felt, it's like, what is there now? But then somehow one devotee there came in touch with them, and he said, because of that one devotee, we are alive now. So the devotee had, sent them here for some treatment and things like that. So we can see that it's like that enjoying tendency becomes the goal of life. And if that is not achieved, person, they are giving their life practically. So this Pralambasur is creating havoc practically, everyone's life. No, it's not that someone is free from it, unless one is a pure devotee. So this Pralambasur in that form of that enjoy, and that is very deeply rooted. You can't be... It's very difficult sometimes to even check, because Pralambasura is very expert in disguising himself. One may say that, yes, I'll not do this kind of, this is foolish person. Just one Mataji said no, and how can one commit suicide? But then we understand from the scriptures that we all are committing suicide practically every moment if you are not serving Krishna properly. That's why He says, Manusha janama paya Radha Krishna nabhajiya janiya shuniya vishakhainu. So there, he says that after receiving human form of life, which is so rare, if someone is not worshipping Radha and Krishna, he is committing suicide every moment by drinking poison willingly. So it's not that this is not happening to us. To the degree we are wasting our time in this life also, that is committing suicide only. This man has committed suicide once. And we have committed suicide so many lifetimes now. It has gone. So we are also in the same boat. We are no in some other boat. So this demon, Pralambasura, creates such a great havoc in the life of everyone in this world. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, you know, bringing his the greatest weapon. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana ratina janmilo tene kai. So he says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got that medicine, you know, Harinam, Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. That this Harinam is not a part of this world. These are not the syllabus, Hare Krish. They are not part of this world. This is directly imported from Golok Vrindavan. Generally people are very much liking imported things. You know, made in Japan, made in USA. This is made in Golok. It's like the most imported, highest quality item, you know, which is Sachidananda. So this pure chanting of the holy name has been brought by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he is distributing that, you know, knowledge and practice of Krishna consciousness through the parampara of our gurus. So someone is coming in the line of disciplic succession, that such a great, you know, fortune that soul is having, that he is able to access to that medicine. Because when someone comes in the hospital, that is the most important part, you know, which generally to be seen. Like when you go to the hospital, what do you, you know, we see generally? Like, we know that some hospitals are very nice. You know, there is very nice reception. Someone is sitting there smiling, big broad face. They say, welcome, come. Then you are taken inside. You have a AC room with all nice bed, nice, you know, everything nice. And, you know, some hospitals are there. It's like, there is practically no one to even look at you, you know. You only have to search here, there, you have to search the doctor, you have to search this, that. And then you go there, the cot is there, one leg is about to break, you know. And there are so many khatmals also in the bed. and it's like very pathetic situation. But then, when we go to the, just imagine, if you go to the hospital, which is like well furnished, AC, all the people are so kind, you know, they are telling, very nice you have come. And, you know, only thing is, the doctor, they don't give medicine. They say, you stay here, whatever time you want to stay, we'll take care of you. No, nice. So, what is the use of such a hospital? Hospitality is very nice. Everything is nice, except medicine. So, sometimes, we find such, you know, cases outside. Outside, sometimes people, they behave very nicely. They look very nice, gentle, outside. But then, they cannot help anyone. Even there can be a religious, you know, organizations, religious people also. But if they don't give the medicine of, you know, Hare Krishna, worship of Krishna and chanting of the name of Krishna, then they are exactly like the hospital, which is a great structure but not giving medicine. But then Prabhupada has created such a hospital with both, great facilities and great medicine. Prabhupada has given his books, which are like gold. Anyone comes in touch with these books has to bear that medicine. He cannot avoid that medicine. No person can, after reading one Prabhupada book, if you ask him who is God, there will be no confusion. Take any small book of Prabhupada. On the way to Krishna, or it's like perfect question, perfect answer. At the end of that book you ask, who is God? He will give at least 15 minutes lecture to you. That how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then you go out and you ask the same question to any other person, even spiritually minded person. He will just blah blah blah, do something, without any. So that is the effectiveness of Prabhupada's mission, that Prabhupada has created such a wonderful hospital for all diseased souls, like all of us, where we can come and take this wonderful medicine of chanting Hare Krishna and the following principles of serving Krishna. And that's why we have such a wonderful festivals. Why these festivals? These festivals are again to remind us back our original forgotten position. So that's why Prabhupada always encouraged that we should have festivals. Because these festivals remind us again of our eternal position, that I am servant of Krishna. I am putting Krishna and Balaram, Radha and Krishna on the jhula, and then we make them swing. So when we make them swing, we understand that I am servant and he is the enjoyer. So Prabhupada has given such a wonderful facility for all of us to get rid of our anarthas, which are like pralambasur. And not only just getting rid of anarthas, but he has given us very solid, positive engagement in Krishna consciousness, by which we can be very happy in our Krishna consciousness. That's why one other devotee, he says, आर कबे निताय चंदेर करुणा होइबे संसार वासना मोर कबे तुच्छ हबे. So this samsara vasana, this enjoying tendency in this material world, is praying that when that time will come, when it will become very insignificant, then I'll throw it off. But when that will happen, when Nityanand Prabhu will do mercy, who is Lord Balaramji himself. So when we come across Lord Balaramji, who is Adi Guru, he can administer that medicine in the heart of that conditioned soul, and that is a perfect medicine for pralambasur sitting in our heart. The problem is that this pralambasur is so, it's like cunning. That's why we find sometimes people talk like this. They say, ye bhakta to bahut accha tha. Jab karta tha roj, mangalarti bhi aata tha. Kya ho gaya isko? You heard this? So the way this pralambasur was so cunning, that he went in the group of Krishna, and he was like almost like one of them. He was a group, it's like playmate. So similarly, pralambasur also comes and sits next to Krishna only in the heart. Because Krishna stays in heart, he becomes one party only. Then he becomes the part of the heart along with Krishna. It's very difficult to So that's why a sadhaka, a devotee who is practicing sincerely, has to be very vigilant in terms of detecting this asura, pralambasura. That when this desire to enjoy this world comes, either gross way or in subtle way. Because it's so subtle. I'm giving lecture here, big things. But I am not, free from that. That's why the whole goal of this discussion of Krishna Katha is this only. That we discuss this Krishna Katha not because we are pure like Prabhupada, but at least I can say that this Pralambasura is there very nicely sitting in my heart. I have fed him lifelong, I don't know how many. very deep rooted. See, we can always, you know, make a show. You know, no one knows. You know, you can make a show to your friend that I am very nice devotee. You can make show to authorities that I am very nice devotee. But you cannot make show in front of Krishna. This Pralambasura came, he immediately detected. So, we may go on saying that I am a very nice devotee, but how long? Krishna is there standing, playing his flute, smiling. He smiles more when you try to show off. He says, okay, okay. So, that's why, no, honestly, one should, you know, understand that I need so much of help of devotees. So, we have heard that whenever honestly one begs the mercy of devotees and reveals his fallen nature, then devotees are very merciful by nature. They give, you know, mercy. So, my situation also is like that. Although speaking big, big words, I have no qualification having this big pralamba in my heart. So I beg from all of you that because you are Vaishnavas, you are merciful by nature. So please be merciful so that one day this, you know, great demon pralamba will be able to get out of this, you know, heart. Then that heart can be the place for the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Then we can serve Krishna nicely. Okay, so we'll stop here. Any questions? Yes, bro.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, आपने बड़ा सुंदर प्लम्बर सुर का जो व्याख्यान दिया आज भागवत क्लास में, प्रभुपाद जी ने बताया लश्क को मैं किक कर दूंगा और डॉक्टर की भी लाइफ सेव कर दी उसने, आपने डिवोटी ने, एक डिवोटी को भी प्रभुपाद जी ने सेव कर दिया। ऐसी चाणक्य पंडित की कहावत है एक, जब चाणक्य पंडित जी से मिलने आते थे लोग, उनसे मिलने आते थे शहर क्षेत्र के बाहर झोपड़ी में, लोग शिकायत करते थे मेरे पांव में कांटे लग जाती है, ठोकर लग जाती है, ये सड़क क्यों ना बनवा देते आप राजा से कह के, तो वो कहता मैं सड़क तो नहीं बनवा सकता लेकिन तुम्हारे पांव में जूती जरूर पहना दूंगा जिससे तुम्हारे की रक्षा हो जाएगी पैर में। ऐसी प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा मैं सारी दुनिया को तो नहीं बना सकता लेकिन जो इसकी इस्कॉन की आश्रय ले लेगा उसको मैं जरूर बता दूं।
अरे श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्रीमद् भागवतम की, हरे कृष्ण।